This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit mensteeclinic.com.
Mark Cuban was on with Sean and RJ this morning. He popped in to hang out for a few minutes. Kevin, we got some cuts about Luka. Luka is returning tonight, and it's going to be glorious, despite what Kevin says.
I said yes.
And also, I have a tweet that Shippy just sent out that I got to get to in a few minutes that's absolutely hilarious. That, my friend, is maybe the best thing I've ever seen.
Thank you.
We also have Rolling Stones tickets to give away. You want to do it now?
I just need to hear the phrase.
Shippy, you give me the nod. Yes or no?
Let's do it.
Let's get something away!
877-881-1053. Caller number 10.
Now.
We'll win a pair of tickets to go see the Rolling Stones. The actual Rolling Stones. Friday, May 29th, they'll be rolling through the Cotton Bowl in Dallas.
See what you did there?
Yeah, you could pay a lot to get those tickets, or you can win them for free right now. Caller number 10 wins a pair of tickets to go see the Rolling Stones. 877-881-1053.
All right, here we go. This is Mark Cuban. Now, Kevin, are you excited about tonight with Luka returning?
Yes.
And I'm excited because this team needs to kind of get that confidence and swagger back.
Yes.
Despite the fact that they've won some games without him and that Kristaps has been really good without Luka on the court, I still think that Luka is their swagger. Right?
Sure.
Like you see that guy on the court and you're just like, that dude right there is where it's at. They asked Mark Cuban this morning how his ankle is doing and whether or not he's ready to go. Here's what Mark Cuban had to say.
Like anybody who's spraining their ankles, once you sprain it once, there's a good chance you're going to sprain it again.
Yeah.
You know, and so he'll be wearing a little brace on it. He's used to it now from the practices. So he'll be fine. You know, and he's 20, and you know, we'll see how he feels over the summer.
What do you think there, Kevin?
Yeah, no.
We need to invest in more braces for his ankles.
I mean, absolutely. I agree with that. But he's right about the re-spraining of it, and it's concerning because that's usually like a multi-week injury.
I told you all that a couple weeks ago, or yeah, a few weeks back. Whenever we heard about it, I was like, look, this is, you need to reinvest in taping better, making sure this dude's ankles, because it happened to Dirk throughout his career.
Yeah.
I mean, just go back and look at Dirk's career. He had that little bit of a problem. So, but here's the thing, though. This is a question that I love because Luka came back, and this is a little earlier than maybe expected. And some people would probably say, hey, maybe if you're an older player, you need a little extra time. But is Luka doing this just for the All-Star game?
Oh, no, he's good to go because, the trainers aren't stupid,
yeah,
right?
Casey.
You don't mess with the meal ticket. Just like we did the same thing with Dirk, right? You don't mess with the meal ticket.
Yeah, look, as much as I know that Luka wanted to play in the All-Star game, there's just no way that they'd be like, hey, he can play, but he might re-injure it and be out another couple of weeks while you're trying to cling to the 7 spot or hopefully get in position for like the 6 and not slide down to the 8 or even worse. There's no way they would let that happen.
To hear the full interview, you can hit Radio Rewind on the radio.com app or go check out all the podcasts as well. They were talking to him about this, and I think this is the question everybody wants to know the answer to. And I don't know if Mark Cuban has the right answer, but they said, hey, why is Porzingis better without Luka?
Well, he's gotten more shots, obviously, and he's gotten more comfortable shooting threes because that's where he's done the most damage. Where KP is unstoppable is on the trail threes, right? And then because we send guys to the offensive boards, KP's really good at that. And so he finds the spaces, and him and Dodo go after those offensive putbacks. And once he gets up there, it's tough to stop him. And so with Luka back, you know, I think pre-injury, I think KP was still a little hesitant. He talked about not being used to taking 10 threes in a game. He's gotten used to it.
Yeah.
And so I think that'll open things up even more. And by having him there, you know, those driving lanes will be there for Luka, because that's really what we've missed, somebody who's just getting to the rim easily. Jalen Brunson tries hard, right, but he's not as big and strong as Luka.
So, Kevin, does that make you think that he still sees a vision of those two making something special happen, or that you have a volume scorer here that needs the volume shots, and they can't figure it out.
No. I absolutely think that the vision is that they can still work it out. And it's taken just a minute because, like, that's usually what happens with these things. So I still believe it can work out, and it sounds like he does too.
Has your perception of this team changed, Kevin?
Yes, twice.
Shippy, has your perception of the Mavericks changed?
Yes.
All right, Kevin said twice. Why?
Because they got better than I thought, then worse than I thought.
Okay, and so you're wishy-washy about life.
No.
You're a flip-flopper.
No. Oh, come on. Don't put me in that political category. Is because they have. Like, they look like they were going to be, for sure, a locked-in top-four team after, you know, the first 20 games of the season. And now you've seen them regress closer to where a lot of people thought. Because, like, the people who said they were going to make the playoffs, usually best-case scenario, like, 7 or 8 seed, right? Mm-hmm. And now that's what they're looking at. There's probably a 7 seed, maybe 6, maybe 8. So they're kind of in that mix. God, I hope not 8. But they could be in that mix. And so they were a lot better than I thought they would be, and then they've been a lot worse than I thought they were going to be from there. And now they're still slightly better than I thought they were going to be.
My perception started out very, you know, similar to Kevin's in terms of I thought they grew a lot more from last season to this year than I ever thought they would. But then I still think that they have the capability of being, you know, one of the top teams in the West, but their injury concerns at multiple different spots on the team is what concerns me.
Gotcha. Okay.
The ankles really, really, you know, because that was what Steph Curry was plagued with at the start of his career, is, you know, before he really took off and became the Steph Curry that we all know today. You know, everybody is worried about those ankles because, like Mark said, once you sprain it one time, you're more susceptible to injuring it and, you know, and hurting those ankles again.
Yeah. Well, and again, just figuring out how to tape your ankles the proper way sometimes is the key there. Well, they asked Mark Cuban if he thinks the perception's changed about the Mavs this year.
Teams look at us as a good team, right? And that they've got to play their best basketball in order to beat us. You saw that with the Lakers. We destroyed them the first game. The Rockets, we destroyed them. And the next couple games were tough for us. But again, I think, you know, we still haven't played our best basketball because of the injuries. Losing Dwight Powell was a big blow for us. You know, now we've got two new guys we've got to integrate. Luka coming back, KP, you know, everybody getting their minutes straight and their role straight. But, you know, it's like any other Mavs team when we were making runs, right? It's not how you start, it's how you finish. And so we had a great start. We've been middling since then with the injuries. Now, post All-Star break, those 25 or whatever games, if we can get a good run going to end the season, going into the playoffs, you know, everybody on that team believes they can beat anybody. There's nobody, like, if we get matched up, we're thinking, oh, we can't beat this team at all.
One of the things, Kevin, I remember Michael Jordan back in the day. Remember when the Mavericks beat that Bulls team?
Yep.
And he told his team, and he even said afterwards, I told everybody this team's better.
The ceiling is the roof.
Not that one, MJ.
I wish you guys nothing but best.
And we appreciate best. But he said, hey, I told everybody that this team was better than they thought. And I think what happens on a nightly basis now is people come to Dallas and don't want to be embarrassed by Dallas, because they realize it can happen, that the Mavericks can run them off the court. So, Kevin, I think that the best teams, the Clippers, the Lakers, when they're walking in here, they're like, this. They take it seriously. And that's something that is exciting for regular season basketball and the potential future of playoff basketball.
Let's make it happen. Let's keep moving forward.
They want to put Luka back in his place, but also they're kind of afraid of him. I think that's the perfect spot for the Mavericks right now at this young age.
Okay.
All right. Then the last thing, Kevin, this is interesting. They asked Mark what happened at the trade deadline, and I didn't know this.
We tried. We came really, really close on a couple deals.
Like a big piece?
Yeah, two really big pieces, but...
Names, drop names.
One name. Nah, I can't, but that's why people will do deals with us, because we don't drop names. Yeah. You know? But... They were both 3-team deals, and in one case was a trade and extend, and we couldn't get the player to agree on terms. And the other piece, one of the teams just decided they didn't want to trade a key guy to make it happen.
Okay, I think.
Oh, are you trying to figure out?
Think it's Giannis?
No,
most tradable contract in the NBA?
I don't think it's Giannis. I think they were going to be involved in that Warriors and Timberwolves deal. You know, because we had talked about that.
Trying to get Wiggins.
Yeah. So I think.
Would he have been a big piece?
Yes.
Okay.
So a big piece that some people might not have liked, but a big piece nonetheless.
He kind of, I feel like adding him to this squad would have been real similar to when they acquired Harrison Barnes.
Yeah, and I know some people use that example for, like, maybe on paper it looked better than actually, because there's nothing wrong with Harrison Barnes. It just
right.
didn't turn out to be, like, the revolutionary change that a lot of people
sure.
thought. As far as the extension one, that one I have to think about for just a second, but that's really interesting. And I do want to say for the record, I very much appreciate the thing that Mark Cuban just added on there where he said, look, we don't share names, and that's why people will do deals with us. I thought that that was a really savvy thing to say.
And that's something that you guys brought up at the trade deadline, too, how close they play everything to the vest, you know, where they don't say anything, and then all of a sudden you look up and it's like, oh, my gosh, they just acquired Jason Kidd.
Yeah.
And there were no rumors, no rumblings, nothing surrounding that deal.
I know I said that was the last one, but there was one other thing, Kevin, because I think you've been flip-flopping back and forth on how you feel about this team. Never how you feel about Luka. You've always hated him, but Shippy, is that a lie?
From the 682, yeah. I'm guessing the extension one is Drummond. Maybe. Yeah, that does make some sense.
All right,
and I do like that name.
But what is success for this season? Because I think we've all come up with our own like ideas of what would be a good season. But what does the owner want? What does the coach want? What does the team expect?
I mean, I see us able to. We've got to hopefully get home court advantage. That's one win, right, to show that we've finished the season well, because we're only a couple games back of the third and fourth spot. And then second would be winning a playoff round. You know, trust me, I know as well as anybody we haven't won a playoff round since the championship season, and so you know that's our goal. And then from there, we hope to build on that and see what happens.
Wow, just think about that. It's been 9 years since they've won in the playoffs.
Yeah. So that's Yikes. Their first, that's the first goal that Mark Cuban has for this team.
His first goal is clearly wrong.
Okay.
100%. And I wish I would have jumped in here to tell him that. No, you do not want home court advantage. You're the worst good team in the league at home.
Play on the road.
Look, the Mavericks are 14-14 at home. And they are 18-8 on the road. I do not want home court advantage. I want to get the number 5 seed and play the Rockets in the first round. That's what
you're
I want
have
to
the
happen.
The Lakers in the second round? Is that how that
yes.
works?
Yes.
Do you think the silhouette of Dirk is throwing them off?
I mean, it must be. Because it must
they look
be.
Down like, oh, God. Oh wait.
They're afraid they're going to fall.
I thought
in.
It was Dirk.
Yeah.
don't step on Dirk.
But
I like that.
I think he's right. Yes.
Disrespectful.
That should be our new motto.
Dirk is lava.
Don't tread on Dirk. Is I think he's right. If you could win in the first round and then cause headaches in the second round. So let's say, for example, you beat the Rockets in the first round and then you lose to the Lakers in 6. Awesome. I think everyone will agree that that was a heck of a good playoff run. Or if you beat, you know, the Jazz in the first round and fall in 6 or 7 to the Nuggets in the second round. That I think that is a wildly successful playoff run that people would be pretty stoked about.
All right. The other thing that I wanted to drop out there real quick, Kevin, is we talked a little bit about Baker Mayfield's situation off the field, at a
Cheesecake Factory.
A
I said it was Cheddar's. It was Cheesecake Factory.
The girl tweeted out, "Someone come see me. I'm V bored, heart." And Shippy has responded to her, "Meet at the Cheesecake Factory." How do you think this is going to go over, Shippy?
I don't know. That's why I tweeted it. You know, just kind of like a wait-and-see approach.
Hey, it could suck.
Yeah. I mean...
I frequent Cleveland, Shippy, so...
Dude, I'll, can I come sometime?
Maybe next time.
Last time I was there, like, I went with Derek a year ago. I went with Derek a year ago to Michigan and then Cleveland. We went to a Browns game, and we were at, like, a bar... nearby, and multiple people thought that I was Baker Mayfield. So maybe she would be confused as well, and then we could go enjoy some cheesecake and stuff.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.